Good morning, and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is AJ D'Angelo, a missionary here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today, we honor and revere the most solemn day in the church year and the darkest day in history. Today is Good Friday. Today we reflect on the crucifixion and death of our Lord Jesus Christ, the light of the world. Today we reflect on everything that Jesus went through so that we might know that he is with us through all of it. So that we might know that he is Lord, giver of light, even in the darkness. And so today we reflect on a reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast to our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has similarly been tested in every way, yet without sin. So let us confidently approach the throne of grace to receive mercy and to find grace for timely help. In the days when Christ was in the flesh, he offered prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to the one who was able to save him from death, and he was heard because of his reverence. Son though he was, he learned obedience from what he suffered, and when he was made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. Today, brothers and sisters, as I mentioned, is Good Friday. For many of us, as it should be, today is a day of solemnity, a day of mourning, a day of recognizing the reality that Jesus Christ came into this world, lived a life to die for our sins, for sins that we couldn't make up for ourselves, to bring us healing for our brokenness when we couldn't find healing ourselves. That Jesus, the one who is perfect, came to earth to die for us who were so broken. And this can lead to many questions and frustrations, and all of it is rooted in this mystery that God became man, that Jesus, the eternal Son of the Father, came to earth to live and die for us so that we might know what life is. Jesus came to earth not so that we might have easy and simple lives, not so that our lives would be void of suffering, not so that our lives would be free of any worry or concern, but he came to earth to live and die for us so that we might have salvation. And with that salvation, that when we walk through this life, we might also know that he is with us. For as the writer says, we do not have a high priest who does not sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tested similarly in every way, yet without sin. Brothers and sisters, Jesus came to this world, the God of the universe came to his own creation, and even he suffered. Even he endured the pains and brokenness of this human world. But that's not where the story ends. You see, Good Friday is only seen as good when we understand that it is a vantage point from which we can view the glory of the resurrection. Standing upon this sorrowful mountain, Mount Calvary, we get to look out and see that a new dawn is rising, that Easter is coming, that in our lives, even when there's brokenness and suffering, Jesus comes into that brokenness. He comes into that dysfunction. He comes into our suffering. And he dies with us there and invites us to a new life in his resurrection. Brothers and sisters, Easter is coming. Today is Good Friday. This has been a scripture reflection on the letter to the Hebrews. Again, my name is AJ D'Angelo. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net. Thank you. God bless.